This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. One of the tracks at this year's Aspen Ideas Festival is reimagining the internet. News director Carolyn Zachariasen attended two sessions this week that were focused on living in a surveillance economy and how to protect our personal information. Carolyn, what was the most important thing you can share with us?
Well, Kristen, I learned a lot about how vulnerable we are to having bad people use our personal data in a bad way. Virtually everything we do on our devices is being tracked, mostly by large companies so they can make money off of us. The panelists say we don't have a grip on the threat to our privacy at all. We have never tracked people so effectively in the history of the world, is what I heard from those two sessions. Software engineers in these companies are collecting as much information as possible. Julia Angwin, she's an investigative reporter for ProPublica and the author of a book on this subject, says we are giving these companies a blank check. The problem is that you are not sure how that data is going to come back to bite you.
What are some of the ways that it could?
Well, first, it should be noted that many people say, why should I care if Apple or Google has my information? I've got nothing to hide. That's great. But the panelists point out, what if you start getting tracked because of your beliefs? The government has, and can in the future, dip into people's dossiers or order companies to cough up your data. Make no mistake, this is big money, the panelists say. What if the information about you is being sold to the wrong people or it gets into the wrong hands? It really struck me in the audience, there was a young man who asked the panel if what his ethical responsibility is when owning the rights to his invention, which is a device that can track almost with 100% accuracy where another device is within under a mile radius. He could sell that to the wrong people easily.
So what's being done about personal privacy and this kind of data collection?
Not much. Rebecca McKinnon, author of The Consent of the Networked, and she's also a watchdog for this issue, says the problem is companies don't have any accountability and there's no transparency in collecting this data. So what's needed is full disclosure from companies and the government.
So what are some steps that individuals can take to protect their personal information?
One's ability to deal with this is pretty limited. The panelists say don't be naive. In this era of Twitter, Instagram, etc., we are encouraged to share information, but ultimately it's up to us to determine where to draw the line. To hear the two sessions in full, go to our website.
Okay, well, thanks, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
That's news director Carolyn Zachariasen talking about how our personal data is being mined. She attended sessions from the Reimagining the Internet track at this year's Aspen Ideas Festival. Carolyn and I also talked about examples of recent breaches in personal privacy and about more specific steps that you can take if you want to protect your information. To hear our full conversation, subscribe to our podcast, The Dial, at aspenpublicradio.org. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.